Why, hello there.
Well, hello, friend.
This is going to be weird because I want to look at you, but I feel like I also should look at the camera.
Yeah, it's tricky.
It's going to be a time. Also, hopefully, because last time we did this with the camera, I had just decided I was going to start making the podcast video. I went to go edit it and I couldn't align our mouths with the audio, which was really odd. And the reason I couldn't is just because the video seemed to be faster than the actual audio, like over time, because it was an hour long thing. I hope not. It is the same camera, so jury's really out on that one.
All right.
Hey. What's up? It's been a while.
Nothing much. Yeah. It has, but it hasn't.
Well, part of me feels like COVID itself has been 3 years in one.
Oh, absolutely. Or also, like, time is somehow simultaneously flying by.
Yeah.
But also, 2020 has been 17 years in one, like you just
totally
said. Like, insane.
I don't even know how. So I guess before we jump in, do you mind if I just kind of explain happened, just based off of, if you're listening to the audio of this without watching on YouTube, where I've been, I guess, because I left the podcast off with saying it's 2020, new year. This year, the podcast will be coming back in full force. It's going to be every week. I had all of these plans. I was going to start doing a video podcast. I had was renting this awesome studio, but then COVID hit. Then I realized the studio was a really bad idea. And then things just, many
went
things
from there.
Happened this
yeah.
year
yeah.
that the podcast kind of got off to.
I feel like you could have just ended with, and then 2020 hit.
That's pretty Boom. Much what happened, but it's more than just like what's been happening in our culture. It's like I feel like I have been going through this whole like reflection phase.
Oh, for sure.
I just posted a video this week about why I'm kind of like stepping back from zero waste because of that, and like trauma healing and like all of these things that I realized prior to 2020 I was doing to myself, which hopefully I'll come out of this year being in better space.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess all I'm saying is I had plans and they all fell apart.
Yeah.
But we're here now. And that's what matters.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry that I kind of just dropped off the podcast. This truly is like one of my favorite things that I do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're back now.
We're back.
A reimagined kitchen chats with Tay.
Reimagined.
Minus the kitchen.
If you're watching on YouTube, we are currently sitting in my room. What is she doing? Hold on. Rue's in the room. I'm going to go grab her. She's eating something. Life with a puppy, I feel like she's in her hour of just wanting to be mischievous.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe going forward, I need to figure out, like, maybe I film videos and do this. In the morning, she's pretty tired.
Chill, yeah.
She's
she,
pretty
like,
chill until
sleepy
like 2
girl.
PM. Yeah. But anyways, we're sitting in my room right now.
Yeah.
And this is going to be our makeshift podcast setup. This is going to be a YouTube podcast. We're honestly not really sure where we're going to go with this.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, because again, I came into 2020 with all these ideas. And as of right now, my main focus is YouTube, and doing the podcast is a job in and of itself.
Oh, absolutely.
And I still want to make it, but I just can't guarantee that I'm going to book guests every week. Tay enjoys doing this. So
we're keeping it casual.
Yeah.
I think that's the direction of the podcast. Yeah. Keeping it casual, just two friends chatting it up.
Hanging.
maybe some interviews in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're just keeping it cozy.
Yeah. As of now, no like official guarantees, but we're just gonna go with it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think.
Yeah, for
New
sure.
Show.
And, honestly, to go off of like, you know, what you were saying in the beginning, like how you feel like you've really been doing some self analyzing and like, you know, like really trudging through the depths of it. And I think you started to say not even the culture of 2020, but I think that it's, I think ingrained in 2020 for a lot of us is this time of self-reflection, whether it be like, you know, for social justice or, you know, the environment, political, like it's just a huge time for all of us to be like, whoa, like, where do I really stand?
Right.
And all of these things, and like, who have I been for so long? And like, do I like the person I am? I mean, at least these are a lot of things. But
it's
lay
a lot,
in bed
though,
at night and think about. But I think, like, from what I've talked about, like, I talk with my friends, my family, like, we are all going through this. And I think it's like this giant wave for people our age happening, where we're all just like self-reflecting, feeling overwhelmed by what we're self-reflecting about. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, feeling hopeful for the future and like feeling like, wow, I'm really doing the work right now because I kind of have to do the work right now because I'm home, not communicating with other people, and like, well, not communicating, but like physically being with other people as much as I would have been. That's an easy distraction to keep me from these deep thoughts. And
totally,
you know,
I wholeheartedly agree. I feel like also when you go into these phases of reflection, it's not the best feeling in the world.
No,
but how beautiful is it that you can, and that we do have space to be able to do that?
Yeah,
because I also feel like we're part of a generation that just is more in touch with ourselves and more in touch with like everything, kind of.
I mean,
maybe that's a generalization, but
yes and no. I feel like we're people our age, especially specifically, like we're 26, and I feel like it's like a really prime time for people to like reflect on themselves and whatnot. Like we're like going into adulthood, or like we're already in adulthood, but like, you know, like just forever finding ourselves. And just, oh man, I lost my train of thought.
Oh no, it's okay. Rue's kind of walking around too. So if you guys could hear like pitter patter, her like scratching at something. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but we can hear it. She's in full on puppy mode. But we're definitely in that age of reflection, but I also feel like
I know what I was going
to say. The age of reflection that starts kind of in your teen years, and this year feels different. I feel like personally, I guess this is just a personal anecdote, but I've personally been in like a state of self-reflection for many years now.
So
the feelings that I've felt in 2020 are not necessarily unique to 2020, but it feels like this year is just many of them compounded.
It feels like the waves are just happening, like continuously, slapping my face over and over.
Yeah, but like in a beautiful way.
Yeah.
I truly think so much change is going to come out of this year, and so much good. And
honestly, it's the concept of like hitting rock bottom in order to like make your way up kind of deal. Like we need to drown in these feelings in order to like sort through what we perceive as good and bad, and like how to take that forward.
And I mean, not all of it in 2020 at least has been totally just like self-reflection. A lot of it has been, you know, we've had Black Lives Matter as a big chatting topic this year, and that's definitely, you know, I think all of us have learned more than like we ever thought.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I didn't realize how much work I still had to do, for example.
Self in relation to the greater whole. That is all around us. I think what I was going for before, though, with what I was saying, like we're 26 and whatnot, is that like we are the generation that like we're the last generation that is going to know what it's like pre-internet. And so it's like we grew up with like we didn't have the resources that are now readily available to us at this age. But even then now, like the generations to come have like a plethora of information at their hands that they can kind of like do this self-discovery, like probably at an earlier age that like we ever would. And like me and my friends have even talked about, like, I think like we definitely are privileged and we understand that innately, just like because of our skin color and like our upbringing and like where we were born and whatnot.
So many things.
But like, so the fact that like we can have this journey of self-discovery and like thinking through things, whereas like me and my friends have talked about that, like, do men or people who identify as men like always go through this at such an early stage? And like, honestly, usually not. Like, we find like in males, like they go through this figuring out who they are, like, or, like, later in, like, their 40s and 50s, and, like, perhaps that's a generalization. I'm definitely, like, no, like, statistic person, like, knowing all the facts and figures of this, but, like, from experience and, like, from thing, like, patterns that we've seen through time, it just seems like the maturity level, or, like, the want and need to, like, go through this self-discovery doesn't happen, like, till later on. And it's just, yeah, it's just a very interesting time to be in.
No, that's definitely a very interesting idea. I never really thought about that. I guess I kind of have. I think especially, you know, so a big thing that happened in 2020 is we are no longer living together.
I know.
Which has been sad.
So sad.
And I definitely thought I was going to see more of you because we planned this before COVID hit. And then
we literally were moving, like, at the very start of COVID shutdown, like, lockdown, pretty much April.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah,
it was, I moved out like the end of March, even. Yeah,
you mid March.
And I
probably
remember they had just announced that we were on quarantine. Yeah. And I remember being like, so am I allowed to be in the street and load my car up? Like, I didn't know what that meant. I thought I had to be in my home. And I wasn't sure what was about to happen.
It was so weird. It was like peak, like, lockdown time, but, like, no one was wearing masks yet. Yeah. Like, what a weird thing to, like, look back on.
A life without masks in general.
Yeah.
What
a
time.
Or, like, babies only know a world filled with masks.
I think about that with Rue, the puppy, all the time, because she was born the beginning of March. The only world that she's ever been in has been surrounded by masks.
Mask people.
So wild. Yeah. So she's just used to it.
Yeah.
Versus other dogs, maybe we're like, or babies even, we're, you know, kind of like, what is this? Why does this person have this stuff on their face?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's like an intimidating look.
Yeah. I've seen some dogs and it's not even like feeling intimidated. They're just like, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, they like don't fully recognize like what's happening. And then you take the mask off and they're like, oh.
Right.
Oh, damn, that's you.
But what was I going to say? We moved out. Oh, so I moved into this house with four boys at the time. Now there's only three because we had one person move out and we haven't filled the room yet.
Yeah.
But yeah. And
I'm also with a male partner in my living situation. Yeah. So we're like, it's okay. We'll still see each other.
Yeah. I was like, I'm three blocks away. I'm still going to see you all the time. But then we'll like 2 weeks will go by and I'm like, are you alive?
Yeah. Well, I also had a self-tragedy this summer.
A self-tragedy.
It's self-induced tragedy is really what I should say. And I broke my ankle. So that that really, really chopped out a lot of my summer socialization on top of the fact that we were supposed to be quarantining.
But in hindsight, if you were to break your ankle on any other summer, good thing it was this one. No?
I guess.
Because, like,
I
mean, not as many
people
things
have
going on
said that
anyways.
To me.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, like, I really could have used, like, hiking as my release.
Yeah.
And, like, just literally any physical exercise is, like, my way to keep mentally sane. And that was, like, pretty eliminated.
Yeah.
I, like, did Google, like, YouTube, like, chair workouts, which is truly a thing and, like, obviously, like, pretty ableist of me to be like, there's no exercises because my ankle broke, but like, just, you know, my norms of what I was used to had to completely change and be shifted into a person who didn't have the ability to move a body part, which was very difficult, but I am now on my healing process and feeling pretty good. I actually just finished up with physical therapy.
Nice.
So your girl's
happy,
girl's
for
healing.
You it's been a time. I think what I was gonna say off of all that to go back,
oh my god,
was that, well, so I moved in with four dudes, and that really, I mean, obviously I have I have many like friends of all genders, I
of
suppose
course, yeah,
but I just didn't really realize, now that I'm surrounded by it so much, how much I do think that so like privileges come into such a role with what you are aware of. I think maybe because of, like, I just feel like I'm predispositioned to want to seek more of like what are other people going through because of anything that I've gone through, whereas I feel like people, not that I've gone
through,
you're
an empath, you're like a Cancer.
I'm emotional. I mean, I guess maybe, but I definitely have noticed, not that like I don't love all of our male roommates, but I have noticed that I've needed to, you know, maybe I'm the first person to bring up certain things to them. And that I just think that they haven't been exposed to things just because of their place of privilege.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, you know, even our positions, like I'm also a white privileged human being. I don't know what I'm trying to get at, but
no, for
it's
sure.
It's just an like interesting concept, I guess.
Gender roles and just like, you know, like how we exist in our day to day lives and like the things we take in and don't even realize and what we put out and don't even realize. So.
Totally. And I feel like it's a part of that whole like toxic masculinity to not have thought about any of this stuff prior, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So for this podcast, I don't think we really, like I was saying, we don't really have a game plan. We're obviously just going to talk, hang out.
Yeah.
The themes will be, you know, on par with what the show was about before. And I'll continue to obviously make stuff about, you know, healthy, sustainable.
Yeah.
All the things in the realm that I do. But also, I think I want to, like, expand to, like, I'd love to get other YouTubers on the show and other people that are I find interesting that I would like to interview.
Yeah.
But I'm also not making any guarantees that we'll have an interview every episode. By far, that's like not the plan.
No, totally. Probably. I mean, I feel like we are just two gals that like we both just live an intentional lifestyle. Like that is what it is, and like it is kind of for both of us at this point like second nature, like the same concept as like veganism is now just like second nature. It's just like a part of who we are and how we operate in our day-to-day lives. And we're just here to talk about like our life and like, you know, show that it is normal and achievable and like not this absurd like title that you like have to be perfect at, and like you know, there's one way to live this lifestyle and there's a right way to live it and a wrong way to live it. Like those are all just like myths that need to be broken. And we're just here to chat with you guys, chat with each other, you know. And
I think we'll try to pick topics every episode too, you know, whether it's about like something current going on, like today, for example, we could talk about the presidential debates this week because that happened. And, you know, literally anything that's going on currently, like I'm thinking of a couple weeks ago, there was the Oatly scandal. Like we could always talk about stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. It's just like kind of current events, you know, really whatever direction.
We could talk about relationships, life too, like literally anything.
Food. I'm out here cooking every day because a girl can't afford to eat out every day.
But of course.
So yeah, out here cooking, we can really chat about anything.
Okay. Well, moving on, I guess going back to that, here's a topic we could talk about. How is living with your partner?
Oh, wow.
Both of us have now done that. However, you've done that to a degree that I haven't, because I moved in with three other roommates, which I definitely think has softened the blow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, but even my situation, I feel like I moved in with like a
what?
Well, first of all, I didn't move in anywhere. So I've already started a wrong statement. But well, where I was going with this is I had the knowledge beforehand that it wasn't going to be an indefinite amount of time that, like, you know, we were going to move in together for. In our specific case, my partner is moving back to the East Coast for work once he finishes up with some schooling situations, which has been prolonged because of COVID. And so, yeah, so back in April, like a lot of things were just aligning and like things were shifting. Our lease was up and we had to make some decisions. And yeah, so it definitely seemed to work out. And yeah, but so how am I liking it? I fully enjoy it. It definitely is a completely new experience and an experience altogether. At that, I would say, Yeah.
There's just like little things.
Yeah.
Like
there's many elements to it.
But it's also, I guess, so dependent on, like, I don't know what Harley does, but, you know, like little things like Brett leaves the soap upside down. Like, it's a bar of soap. Like, it's sitting on a soap standle. Mm,
yeah.
You just... You're it's like, just like little like, things like that.
Why or, you do that?
Or even like the why way, do you do that? Yeah. Like my preference is to hand wash dishes, and his mm-hmm. preference is not. Right. So yeah. It's just like little things of.
Yeah, we started off with that, but I like quickly the boy produces so many dishes that it's just like if I don't put it in the dishwasher, yeah. I will lose my sanity.
Do you find that you need your own space ever, or do you feel because like one of the reasons I think that my situation has worked out really well is because. We each technically have our own rooms in this house.
Totally.
Like I have the room that we're sitting in now, even though I don't sleep in here.
Yeah.
And then he has the room that we sleep in. And mm-hmm. so we have alone spaces.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, since moving in, I feel like we with each other have like lived many different lives just because of like scheduling situations. Mm-hmm. Where like both of us have been like super busy at points, and then like he'll be at school from like 4:30 in the morning until like 6 p.m. and then like we'll have like dinner together and like pretty much just like go to sleep. Or then when COVID happened and like the school had to close down for like a period of time, like then like it was just the two of us up each other's butts all the time in a two-person apartment for like just the two of us. And but I mean that's the reality that we all like went through pretty much. So yeah, we definitely lived through it all. As far as like needing my alone time, I feel like I do get it because like I'll be in and out of the house periodically throughout the day, but like if he either has school or work, he'll be gone for like a set amount of hours.
Right.
And like I'll feel like I'll have like my space and my time for me to do whatever I want, and then we'll have our together time like during the evenings and at night and whatnot.
Right.
But that being said, yeah, there's also like an overwhelming amount of time like we're just like we've only seen each other and like the grocery store cashier for like many days.
Right. I definitely got lucky in that, you know, I had roommates. So there was always, I didn't feel like I was very lonely.
Yeah.
I honestly, my living situation, I will say, I definitely miss living with like just you, like just one human, because I feel like I'm back in college.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie. When you first moved out and like, because at first, like it was me, you and Harley for like a little bit, like you would still sleep home and we would be at the apartment together as well. Like he was slowly moving his stuff in and you would like, or you would leave for a couple days or something and then come back and you'd just be like flustered by the amount of like humans in the house and like just all of you had to be home and you had never lived with all boys before. And me and Harley were like,
well, honestly, also it took me a while because I was going from a vegan household to a non-vegan household.
Yeah.
And so not many only elements. That, but one of our roommates was a chef, cook, mm-hmm. baker, man of many traits and traits very skilled human anyways. And so there was just always like cooking going on, and it definitely did take me a minute to just get used to seeing meat out, I guess. And it's not that I, you know, like I've lived with my parents forever. It was just weird because I was like, I don't know, it just took me a minute. Also, that again, like going back to like I felt like I was in college, like shared dorm mm-hmm. space. When you have so many people, this house that we're living in is not meant for five grown adults. It's meant for maybe a family. And so we had to get an extra fridge, and at first I was like, no, we can't fit five grown humans, specifically like four guys stuff, plus I'm a vegan, I eat a lot of food.
I mean, it's hilarious that you guys would even have considered that, because we're going to get a third roommate and Harley has already mentioned that he wants a second refrigerator.
Right.
Because how are three people supposed to share
even
one refrigerator?
When we had five, two refrigerators was even too small. Now that we have four people, it's like two and two.
Yeah.
So it works. But that was definitely, you know, that's a shared space. And, you know, having a chef, he was just always in there.
Yeah.
Which, so happy that he has his passion. Hope he's not listening to this right now as I speak about him.
Yeah.
No bad feelings. Just sometimes you want to be in the kitchen by yourself. And now I feel like I'm cool with it because it's been a while.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, it just would get under my skin a little bit. So it's like, sometimes you just want to cook dinner by yourself.
Totally. Totally.
Which sounds so stupid.
No, I don't think that does at all. It's like a peaceful moment.
Yeah.
I feel like also a thing that I like didn't really think about. Well, not that didn't think about because like no one expected like COVID to happen, like what it is altogether as a pandemic and just like the impact on the world. And then also the world just like burning to the ground, all happening at once. Like
it's been
obviously, yeah, we're all like, you know, it's taking a mental toll on all of us. And then like, you know, I had my own personal problems of like my broken ankle and then like, you know, adjusting to a relationship and like living with a person and during this time. So I feel like there was definitely, I also like was going through medication swaps and like literally just like my health and like anatomy, like things were changing inside of me that like hormonally that I like was not able to control. So I feel like there was just like a huge cloud over me for like a couple months span. And like, that was something that I didn't think was like going to happen in this short period of time of like me living with my fresh relationship partner, that I was like going to go through all of this like emotional turmoil and like trying to figure out who I am and like also like be a sane human being and like respect his space and like, you know, like he's just trying his best and I'm just trying my best. And like, I mean, I definitely was not being my best at all. And like, it took like, there was a point where like, you know, we needed to have like a proper conversation. And like, in my view, I feel like he like somewhat like just like kind of put me in line and was like, listen, in order for me to like remain in this relationship, like I need to feel like that like you're okay, because like if you're not okay, how can you be okay with the two of us and like living together? And he's like, I need my home to be a safe space, and like if you're not okay, this, it's all not okay. And like I honestly really feel like I needed that, because I was clearly like not getting myself out of this like bubble of,
you needed him to sit you down and say that,
and be like to like help me out. And I honestly feel like I've been slowly but surely, I mean obviously like my medication is now like leveling out, and like I've like figured it, like, you know, things have, I have pattern in my life again and whatnot, and just like obviously my ankle is healed and I can do physical activities and drive. And like there was just so much like in like dependence that causing problems, and it's just like, you know, something I did not think was going to happen when, you know, signed up to live together way back when. But here we are, and like honestly, like who's to say, like, you know, like it made us stronger because of it and whatnot. I mean, so much of COVID can be like a blessing in disguise. It's like a chance for new opportunities and growth, and like for this reflection to happen and betterment to come out of it.
For sure.
Fingers crossed.
I definitely had something to say off of that, and I no longer, the thought is no longer with me.
It's so hard.
Yeah. Because sometimes, so I'm really prone to cutting people off. That's a known thing. That I'm working on. I'm pretty
sure.
This
has been pretty good.
Yeah.
You do that. But I feel like I've noticed you've.
I'm making an effort. Yeah. It's just, especially in a podcast, I hate it when people are talking over people. Mm-hmm. Give the other person some space to breathe.
Yeah.
So I'm trying that. But the reason I cut people off is because I don't know if I have ADD, but my brain just shoots at like a million miles an hour, I feel like.
Yeah.
And so my whole life I've cut people off because when I have a thought, it's got to come out now. It's almost like I have no filter.
Yeah.
Well, here's a random thought that, again, my brain. The presidential debates.
Oh, my God.
No, but really, what a time to be alive.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how political we want to get on this podcast or not, but
I'm not even from here, so it's hard for me to really speak about American politics to any extent.
You don't even need to be here to like just understand on a human level like what we're seeing with our eyes and hearing.
But that being said, because I wasn't raised in American culture, I feel like I'm missing some of the, like, I might understand things differently. So it's hard for me to come in and fully like judge something that I don't understand. Like, for example,
a broken system.
Well, for example, I didn't totally, you know, understand, I still don't understand like gun ownership, but also like that's a big debate in this country, but also I'm not from this culture, so it's hard for me, because it's such a cultural thing, it's hard for me to like wrap my brain around, but I'm also not going to sit and judge it until I understand it better.
Yeah, Well, we have, just like in America, we like to just make everything complicated. So we have like rules that are on a national level, but then so many things like gun ownership and mm-hmm. laws are on a state by state level. So there is no like unifying right. idea behind it. Like, it's just whatever.
I mean, the fact of the matter with the US that's crazy is that this country is so massive. So it's hard to yeah. really have unifying thoughts, because the size of the US is like the size of many other countries.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, hot take, I don't think that the United States of America needs to be one country.
That's an unpopular opinion, yeah. or a maybe not unpopular opinion, but
that's why I'm saying that's a hot take.
Hot take, yeah. Maybe that could be our, we were trying to think of like segments that we could do in the show. We could have hot take of the week.
Yeah. I definitely have a lot of opinions on this country here that we'd be living in. But I mean, like you said, like, it's just, we're so massive yeah. with like, even just culturally, like, we don't all align with each other, and like, okay, that's okay. Like, every country mm-hmm. does not have to be the same country. Like, it is what it is. And if a unifying group of people all have the same opinion and want to make legislature that aligns with their opinions, like, sure. But why should that affect a group so large?
Yeah.
And like, I mean, yeah, just everything about it, the governmental system, like the fact that the Senate people hold seats for life, and like, it's just like, mm-hmm. It's not effective. The two-party system's not effective. The voting system's not effective, except in Washington State, where we have been vote by mail since 2005 and have had barely any problems. A concept.
So I'm in the middle of like applying for my citizenship application. Right. So I haven't really wanted to get too political on any of my platforms, just because I don't really want anything to affect it. But it's yeah. also hard not to say something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting. Would that affect it? I have no idea.
I feel like it shouldn't, in theory, because even like, if I was a citizen, I'm allowed to have my opinions on
democracy. Like,
we're still and I'm allowed to agree and not agree with certain concepts, even if it's, I mean, again, I'm not from here, so
you're not saying like,
well, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious which party I align with, but
you should definitely not be like, I hate America. America's the worst.
And I don't, like, I really don't. I am glad that I'm like so lucky to have moved here.
It's definitely a country of opportunity for sure.
Yeah. But there's just a lot going on right now. And it's hard because I do think that, like, the whole media thing has just been setting it off on the most absurd trajectory of just the country is the most divided that it's ever been. And I don't know. There's,
but like, also, is it, it's just like, or it's just also the media portraying it like this, because like, racism has existed for as long as this country has existed. So like, there have been people fighting for their rights and like trying to expose this racism and like, you know, like structural problems, like how literally written into rule, like laws. There's,
well, I think that what bothers me about the media is just like the whole, you know, a headline will say something. What's, have you seen people like comparing headlines whenever something comes out? Like, the headline of the same story being told on different platforms is so interesting to compare.
I'm not gonna lie, I cannot consume a lot of media. Like, I have Facebook and Instagram, and I literally exclusively use Facebook for Facebook Marketplace and buy nothing at this point.
Well, I actually was going to say that part of what I want this podcast. So actually, let's not get super political, because I just personally, as much as I could go off about this, when I listen to podcasts, I'm honestly looking for nothing that I don't even, for so many years, I listened to like educational podcasts. Now I just need space to breathe. Like, I almost just want to listen to people talk about like, the color pink, let's go, like something that's just cheery and is, I just need a distraction sometimes.
I feel that
as much as like I want to talk about important things, like I definitely want to talk about, you know, sustainable fashion and thrifting and like all of these things that I believe in so much, but like, let's just take the pressure off and like hang out, because
totally, I think that
it's a weird time.
We can just say we understand that there's like such an intersectional aspect to
everything,
and like, just things that we're going to say like are going to be political just by nature of the statements that we're making. Mm-hmm. But at the same, like, we definitely don't need to, like, bring it to, like, presidential level. Like, I get this next month is about to
talk about
clouds over your head and weights on shoulders. Like, we definitely don't need to go into that. Like, I personally, like, the way that I do get my news is from podcasts. So, like, I specifically set my time for, like, okay, I'm going to learn what is going on in the world and the country specifically today, like, during this time, and then move on to my other podcast like, let me feel light and
it's peace. Hard because I almost feel like, so I feel such a divide between I need to be informed and I need to, like, self-care without, know, news for a little bit. I actually think that I'm personally am in the camp of, I think it's really important to be informed. And I do agree. I have, you know, I don't need to consume all media right now on current events.
No one should.
But if I do think it's important to be in time, if I can I do think it's important to be informed. If I can just schedule out one or two, like, podcasts or, like, news sources a day to kind of just grasp a little bit and then move on with my life. Also separate that from myself, because obviously I understand that there's all this crazy stuff going on, but I didn't make those decisions, you know? So it's really easy to feel overwhelmed with the media, but what else is going on in the world has nothing to do with who you are and what you're going, the way, like, you need to see the world. So I've been really trying to, like, distance myself from that because, you know, specifically, like, when Black Lives Matter was a thing, I heard a lot of people being like, I just need to leave social media right now. It's too overwhelming. But at the same time, you're avoiding that information.
Yeah, like, that is such a privileged take to have.
Totally.
Like,
totally. And I feel the same way about regular news. Like, it's really important to know what's going on, but also, like, there needs to be a balance, I guess, is what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't avoid it, because avoiding it also isn't good. But I've really just been focusing on, like, distancing it from myself.
I can see what you're saying with that. I feel like it's just so hard because, again, well, I mean, it's, that's a, even that is a very privileged take to have, that you like can separate, because, like, you know, for a lot of people, like, the Black Lives Matter movement is quite literally their lives. Like, they're fighting for equality and, like, to feel safe sleeping in their bed at their house, or, like, you know.
I almost didn't mean it about Black Lives Matter. I mean it more of, like, the presidential debates and stuff. But
Just the lies of the media. And, like, I mean, it's very hard. I'm a big proponent of just consume media with boundaries and, like, you know, like, don't get your sources from only Facebook and Twitter.
Don't get sources from Facebook and Twitter at all,
period.
Like, it's, like I was
it
saying,
it is proven that it is hacked and influenced, and you're not just getting raw information.
I trust, like, credible sources.
You know what I mean? Of course, and you just have to figure out what credible sources are,
like, and I was just saying, like, I go for, like, an essentialist approach with my news because I don't want to overwhelm myself. So it's like, why listen to the fluff? Just get to the actual, like, I don't have space for anything that's, but.
And, like, push notifications, take push notifications off your phone. Like, that is, that's so much to like always.
What do you mean
be
by push notifications?
I don't know. I feel like for a period of time, like, my news application would just, like, literally send me.
See, I don't even have
headlines.
The news application anymore.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Like, it sends headlines. I actually haven't even turned it off for, like, all of the, you, like, have to do it by specific platform or whatever, like CNN, New York Times, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I would get, like, push notifications from, like, people, and it would be like, I don't even know pop culture right now.
Oh, like Paris Hilton made a statement about so
and
so,
and I'm like, I don't care. Like, I literally don't care. Why am I, like, getting a vibrate in my pocket, making me take out my phone to look at my phone to then, like, be like, to get this notification that I don't care about, or, like, false media or just, like, media shoving something down my face that, like, doesn't need to be shoved down my face. Like,
well, you know what's interesting about that? This is kind of a diverging topic, like, getting away from politics a little bit, but for, like, a year of my life, I really fell into, because, like, media is more than just news.
Totally.
Like, YouTube, I fell into just, like, the drama of what was going on in, like, the beauty community on YouTube or whatever.
It's like, who
and
cares?
Yeah. I kind of just, I lost so much of my life watching tea spill videos or drama of like, I'm making my statement about so-and-so. And
it's like, I get it. If it's like, if there's an element of it, that's like, it's your release. It's like, you not thinking about anything. It takes the weight off. Like, you know, cause like, of course my vices are not going to be the same as someone else's so I can't judge that. But at the same time, like, you need to actively think about what you're consuming and how it's making you think and, like, you know, the mood it puts you in. If, like, you're, like, listening to agitated things all the time and, like, drama, it's, like, you naturally are going to, like, kind of want to, like, act like that in your real life and, like, you know, whether you consciously realize that or not.
Totally. And I just, I was, like everything in life, like, there just needs to be a balance. I lost many days of my life probably with the hours that I spent
doing
that. And it was like, I was paying attention to the things that I, and it's also one thing, like, if you're passionate about, say it's drama in the beauty community, say you're passionate about one specific creator, fair enough, or you're passionate about the topic that they're talking about.
Creators that, like, I definitely still follow their lives for no reason other than I find it interesting.
Totally. Or like, you're passionate about the topic that they talk about. But I was like watching beauty guru people and I couldn't care less about makeup. I'm sorry to people who do.
Yeah.
I think that that's beautiful, but it's just not.
It's not your interest, so why are you sitting there watching hours and hours and hours and hours of drama that is not related to your life in any way, shape, or form?
Even the drama within the vegan community, I just...
Yeah.
I'm just doing my thing.
I mean, honestly, it just really does wrap back into, like, the whole concept of this is, like, intentional living and, like, you know, like, realizing where you're putting your thoughts and energy and, like, what it's being put into and what will come from it.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know. But I do agree with what you're saying about, like, you're also allowed to get your escapism from somewhere valid to you.
Yeah.
So...
It's just like I'm saying, like be conscious of the things that you're doing, like
balance is like such a, it comes in every aspect, man.
It's hard.
Yeah but doable
for sure.
The video that I made this week was about how I'm kind of like distancing myself from zero waste because of like just a lot of reflection that I've done. And it's not that I really feel like I've been hiding something, but I've kind of been hiding something because of what I haven't shown.
Yeah.
Is how I feel. Like I mentioned that I'm, you know, still buying things that are maybe not like perfectly aligned
with the occasional plastic wrapper and like, you know, like,
I mean, if I'm honest though, it started as it was occasional and now it's like more than occasional.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have a plastic bag collection that has been collecting since April that is like in the kitchen because luckily, we're also here in Seattle
in a pandemic, you know,
we're capable of recycling properly, like soft plastic like that.
Yeah.
But we do need to go to a specific facility that's like about like 30 minutes north of here. And so we just like haven't taken the drive, even though we've taken the drive like to that exact area a million other times, but of course not with our plastic bags. That being said, it's like literally stares at me in the face, like my consumption habits.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, but it is that what it is. Good. And yeah, like
there's something that bothers me about, like there does seem to be this American, not just American people, but I did notice for whatever reason that it felt heightened when I moved to the US, but I'm not sure if that's just because I was moving from like one type of culture to another. And I don't mean like country culture. I mean like inner city to like suburbs, basically.
Right,
went to school.
Yeah.
My high school was in like a white suburban town,
right?
Which I guess I would perceive. Anyways, I feel like there's like an attitude of just inherent waste that people just throw things out and it's like not their problem anymore.
Here in America.
I think it's everywhere.
Or the United States,
but for some reason I noticed it was amplified. Like people would be like, oh, I'll just throw it out.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't know if I'm explaining
myself. I even find myself like occasionally having like those thoughts, like when something is just like too dirty to deal with, or like, you know, like there's grime and like nooks and crannies, and like in order to like properly dispose of it, like a lot of work would have to go into it. And like there is like a part of me inside my head that's like, you know, I'm like, I'll just throw this in the dumpster.
Right.
It's fine.
Right.
But it's like, it's not fine. Do the
right
thing.
I mean more in the sense of like, like a couple weeks ago, one of my friend's grandmas was around and she kind of like looked at me. We were at their parents' house and like, she's like, this mug is chipped. I'm going to throw it out. And she just like threw it out. She's like, don't tell the person whose home it was. Or it's just like using paper plates instead of washing your regular plates just for every dinner.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
No, yeah, that's totally. That's very American.
And it's just
culture.
A very, I don't even know how to explain it other than like, it's just a part of the cult. Like, oh, well, this is easier.
Everything is disposable.
Right.
Like, that's truly, I think that there's like an innate entitlement that is attached to that. And
well, I think it's just a disconnect too.
Yeah.
Of not, like you were saying, you know, oh, I would have to properly clean this out, but you think about it before you throw it out. Whereas I think that there's definitely a situation in which someone would,
oh yeah, a large population of people something. That's just like, let me throw this out, anything. Right. It right. could be anything.
And it's like, it's not my problem.
Yeah. They don't even.
It's
yeah,
now somebody else's
there's
problem.
There's no guilt
or
associated.
Sometimes I think is really interesting, like same entitled nature of like XYZ came in the mail broken and you're furious with the company who, yeah. I mean, sometimes it's because something was packaged stupidly.
Right.
But like something that's not the company's fault, but like you're the one who purchased it. Like it's your thing. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. Absolutely.
I don't know if I explained that very well.
I feel like what you're trying to get at is just like that, like
not taking ownership.
Yeah. Like everything is just a thing that can either exist amongst me or if I don't want it, I'm literally just going to get rid of it. And I don't care what happens to it, where it goes, what the effect is.
Yeah.
Like not even a minute and the thought only, in the brain.
The only thought is how much it's going to cost them.
Yeah. You're like, or like, man, that cost me this much money and now right. I'm just throwing it out.
Or like, whatever, I'll throw it out. That was only 2 cents. You hear stuff like that all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. In the opposite spectrum of that. You're like, oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's not worth much anyways. Like
paper plates, just throw them out.
You know, I
use
lost
them every
those,
time.
I lost that phone case, whatever. I got it for $2. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it's like, why is the monetary value have any relation to like, that actual
how you're
object.
Yeah.
I don't know. How did we get on this topic?
I'm not really sure. But.
Okay.
I mean, again, let's circle it back. Like, I mean, that it's all just like the intentional living mindset of just like, you know, having things in your life that you need. And if you don't need it or want it, like, circular economy, give it back to someone who will use it.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
Oh, I think I know how we got on this. I was saying like I made the video about, you know, it's not like I've been lying, but I just like haven't showed to the extent of which, like, I just want to be real and honest and just be you. Like, who needs to hide things? I think that that's been like the biggest thing that I've grown into in 2020, because I feel like there was a lot of thoughts on, you know, some of my trauma that I was kind of like working through this whole time was just being on the internet is a weird concept. And it's not even like, I think about this all the time, because it's like in the general speaking things term, my platform is not that large.
Yeah.
Yet I feel and have felt since the day I started posting videos, like this weird pressure. And I think that some of that is just like something that I'm doing to myself because
for
I have felt that the whole time. But also just kind of coming to terms with I'm allowed to be myself, and just because I want everybody to be themselves. And I just want people to feel comfortable in who they are. And so why wouldn't I do that within myself? And why do I feel bad for somebody taking a statement that I've said out of context? Because you know, as we were saying, sometimes I don't formulate my thoughts the best. Sometimes words just come out. And sometimes I make a video about something and people just pick up a totally different thing than what I thought I was putting down.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, like, I don't know if this is a personal opinion or like whatnot, but I do not think that humans were made to have a platform of such large scale. Like, we created the internet. The internet exists because we...
Well, something that I think when I would listen to people before I got into being on the internet speak about, you know, I just don't look at the comments is what people would say. Like, that's how I deal with it. I just don't look at it. Who cares?
Yeah.
when you're on a scale that's so large, I get it. Because at some point, your mental health would just spiral.
Yeah.
And
you're always being scrutinized, whether you say the most perfect quote unquote thing in the world. Someone is always
totally
going to have something to say about it.
But what would bother me about that is I was like, well, you're not open to learning more about whatever that person is, you know, criticizing you for about. Because like there's two sides to it too, right? It's if I don't open my mind, if I don't listen, then what am I going to learn? And I will say, you know, there have been times that I've been called out by somebody in my audience for saying something wrong, and it doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
But I learned something. Yeah. And you know, but then there has to be a balance. Yeah, but that's of, well, like I a can't specific case.
Like that's understandable if like someone is like, you know, calling you out for something that like is like factually can be proven. Like you maybe need to shift your mindset on this. But like it's another thing when people just like the trolls of the internet have the ability to do literally anything they want and just like they think that they have the right to comment like on like your body, your appearance, aesthetic, those comments, like just like your lifestyle. And it's just like that whether you feel like you can handle it or not, I feel like that's still like a lot to like just always have
even
scrutiny
the comments that
you.
Are you know in a category where I'm like I mean some comments are just so absurd that you know it's just a troll trying to troll. It's probably a kid in their bedroom, you know what I mean? But maybe not, I shouldn't stereotype. But it's somebody trolling to troll. And those comments I think are really easy for me to brush off because you can tell which ones those are the ones. It's the ones that are actually like about something that's important to me.
Yeah.
And that are an actual, like you can tell that this person has heard me speak about this before or like knows. Those
when
ones
it
are
feels
the ones
intimate.
That, yeah. But I think what I was trying to say is like even the ones that are about a category like, oh, I shouldn't, you know, if somebody comments on my body, obviously that's nobody has any control over my body but myself. Right. You know, nobody should be able to really have like, why would I have an opinion on somebody else's? Because your body is like it. Somebody else's body means nothing in relation
to
has
zero impact to you.
Zero impact.
Yeah.
So if it's something about something like that, like I obviously know whatever that's a dumb comment, but even those that you know are in a category, could be that or could be something else that you know is not necessarily like a comment you should pay attention to, it still hurts.
Yeah
But the ones that are super trolly, I know that they're trolls or like porn bots because those are a thing. Do you get those?
I literally in my like DM requests.
Yeah.
It'll be like me grouped in with like 40 different people and it'll be like, hey, winky face. And you're like,
right. It's either in the DMs,
comments on posts. I like don't post.
Sometimes
enough,
it's not
like.
Even porn bots. Sometimes it's just like so and so helped me heal from some like disease or whatever, and it's like a long thing, like just call this number, like it's totally spam, you can tell. And then now that it's I'm getting them on YouTube, which in the 6 years that I've been posting on YouTube, I've never gotten porn bots on YouTube, and for whatever reason in the last like month.
Ooh.
And all they are is the comment will literally be the picture is usually like a picture of a girl and then it'll be a timestamp and then a website. So the whole comment is a link.
Interesting.
Because the timestamp is a link.
Yeah.
And then the link itself is a link. So I don't know if maybe YouTube like flags if a comment was just a link. So they just put a timestamp.
To like get around it.
Yeah.
So it's just weird. It's like, why does this exist? Why?
Oh, man.
The internet is a crazy place. Like, yeah, truly. How do we even categorize what we have gone over today?
I know.
Really,
a whole
all over
array.
The place. No, I mean, again.
But yeah, this, I think in the future, we'll probably pick topics. And you know what's interesting about this is we started this off being like, oh, we'll just chat for the first one.
Yeah.
Yet we've done this before. This is
probably
we have, like
the
our
kitchen
fourth,
chat.
This is probably our fourth or fifth podcast together.
Yeah.
And yet, when we came out of those ones last year, we were like, we need to come up with topics before we start.
And yet we do this one and we're like, oh, whatever, we'll just wing it again.
We're like, we are coming back hot with this podcast. It's super legit. Legit
to the legit max.
Legit over off here. The charts. And here we are.
No, yeah, this was a random one. We'll try our best to...
No, we got good things coming up for you guys, for sure.
We definitely got good things coming up. I just kind of wanted to start this, if I'm honest, because, like, I knew we were going to put it off. I knew if I tried to, like, perfect the podcast. What?
I said we are going to put it off.
Did I say I was going to put it off?
No, I said we.
Oh. Anyways, when I started to think about, like, bringing the podcast back, I was like, if I'm trying to make it perfect, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, perfect doesn't exist.
I would rather just, like, create with you and, like,
yeah,
do the thing rather than... Here's a big lesson that I've learned in the last few years. I'm adjusting my position for this one. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've given so much time to overthinking things and, like, you know, you come up with this business idea and you create the logo and you create the website. And then you don't actually create the business.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with, you know, podcasting or with creating a YouTube channel. Like, just make things. Don't worry about...
Yeah, put it out there.
Like, I don't even know what we're going to call this show.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, guys, feel free to leave us feedback and let us know. Sure. Like, do you enjoy this style of us just chatting around? Or, like, does it feel too chaotic? Or, like, does it feel like friendship?
And you know what's great? Now that this is on YouTube, we actually have comments to read off of. This is so exciting.
I'll join the tuberverse.
Oh.
Is that what it's called?
It is now. No, but really, like, first of all, super excited for comments.
Yeah, like, that's
on a regular podcast.
I'll, like, comment with you guys. I can contribute.
I see. So we're so excited for that, because with the other podcast, I was like, guys, please email me, because there is no way else that I can receive feedback if I don't, like, there was no comments. I guess the like reviews of a podcast.
Yeah, Apple so specifically. Yeah.
If you do want to leave comments, head over to YouTube if you're listening.
Yeah.
Or
Apple Podcasts if it's on, if we
we'll put it on there. As of right now, we're just kind of hanging out, shooting the shit, doing the thing. And we're gonna figure it out as we go, so please let us know your thoughts. Let us know, even I've been trying to survey people, like, what are your favorite podcasts, because that way I can just kind of, like, see what people are interested in, study the lay of the land. I'm going to work on figuring out where we're going to sit, how this is going to...
Yeah, the dynamic of
it all. The dynamics of all the physical aspects.
Yeah. Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, we're going to get this out here for you guys, and just let us know if, you know, even just, like, topics you want us to cover, or, like, questions that you have for us, whether it be personal or about intentional lifestyle or just veganism.
And I think too, I could leave you with anything.
Okay.
Well, first of all, maybe we should get into our segment. I kind of like the idea of doing highlight of the week.
Yeah.
But if I could leave you with anything before we get to that, I would say, I don't think I finished my thought earlier about, I've spent so much of my life planning things rather than just doing. And if there's anything you want to do, like, just experiment with it, have fun with it. It's going to figure its way out along the way. And I'm doing that exact thing right now with you, because the reason I posted the video this week about, you know, kind of, it's not that I'm shifting away from, like, zero waste. I'm just mentally shifting away from it, I guess.
Yeah.
I definitely will be incorporating more diversity in my content, but right there with you in just experiment and get to know it rather than sitting there and planning, because that's definitely something that I've probably wasted a lot of my life to.
Yeah.
And you never know until you
just
get out there.
Make the jump.
And you can't, not everything's going to work its way out in your head. And I think that with everything that you're overthinking, like, sometimes you just need to speak to someone about it. Sometimes you just need a mentor or a coach or a therapist.
Sure.
And you just need to do rather than overthink.
Yeah. I mean, if 2020 has taught us anything, it's just, like, that plans mean nothing.
Totally.
And tomorrow is not promised. And I agree. I mean, I'm saying this, but like I could definitely like I need someone to say it to my face as well. Like,
yeah,
like just do the damn thing and like
get out there. Yeah. You've got this.
Yeah, for sure.
You've literally got this. So I think we're gonna try and do two segments in the show. We're gonna open the show with one segment and then we're gonna close with another. We don't have names for them yet, but I was thinking we could open with our segment that'll be like our highlight of the week, just mm-hmm. as something positive to get yes. the show going. And then we'll also try to close out with some questions
yeah.
at some point. So yeah. I'll start doing polls probably in my Instagram stories mm-hmm. or on Instagram or even in the comments of here. Yeah, for right now, we'll figure out some sort of format for it eventually, but yeah. we'll probably do, like, you can always comment on YouTube, and then I'll probably do, like, Instagram story
yeah,
question box things.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cool. So what's your highlight of the week? I'm putting you on the spot because we did just decide to make this thing.
Okay, well, so today is Thursday, so, like, I'm rolling back to last Thursday. That's my week.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
yeah. Well... All right, I will go with my highlight as on Sunday, me and Harley went out to a farm out, like, only, like, 45 minutes outside the city, like, northwest a little bit, or northeast a little bit, mm-hmm. and we went apple picking.
Did you really?
Yes. It just was, like, very, it wasn't, like, spur of the moment, but, like, on
you
Friday.
You went without me?
On Friday, I was like, let's actually Ma'am. Plan to do something this weekend because, like, we, like, keep, like, pulling the typical, like, oh, we'll figure it out, like, during the weekend. And yeah. then, like, the weekend comes and we just, like, feel like being lazy and, like, cleaning the house and, like, yeah. you know, getting the things done that need to get done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we, like, took a nice little ride out there and, yeah, it was really nice. It was nice to just, like, feel, like, in a farm area.
For sure.
And nature-y. And then we actually, like, the like loop we took, like we went like it doesn't matter, but then we like looped back like through Everett where I've been hearing about this really good vegan restaurant like on like different Facebook platforms and whatnot. Nice. Like the vegan groups that I'm in.
Facebook groups are Dude, like Facebook, they come in clutch.
Yeah, for sure. And
buy nothing.
Yeah.
Oof.
I cannot even
we should do a podcast episode about yeah, buy nothing.
I could literally talk about buy nothing for a whole episode. Anyways, well, yeah, so we just went to a really cute little vegan restaurant that has had high reviews from many different people on these groups, and I can confirm that it was absolutely delicious.
Nice. And, what was it called?
I think it was like Bayside Cafe, something of I've that sort.
I'm probably making up that I heard it, but I think
yeah,
I
the feel like I've the cafes always get me. I'm like, oh, I've heard of that, but you've probably just heard of like a different Another something, cafe. Like a two syllable cafe, like yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, that being said, incredible food. It was just like we just kept saying like it felt like, you know, what our life was pre being vegan. Like you can like literally just like roll up to a bar and get like bar foods and like dip in five different sauces if your heart desires. Yeah. And like they literally have like all house made sauces. So there was like a buffalo ranch, a chipotle, like then of course like barbecue ranch, ketchup, like you yeah. know, standard. But it was just nice. Like we got curly fries. Like it was just a regular experience.
Oh my god, I forgot about
so
curly fries.
Delicious. Yeah.
Wait, I literally
we got curly fries and onion rings because that's the type of people we are.
But also, wait, I literally
our two favorite sides.
I have not thought about the concept of curly fries in many.
I
moons.
Cannot say the same. But I haven't consumed
literally am having such a brain blast right now of yeah. I just oh man
love
I'm excited for one of our favorite vegan cafes. I don't know if they've opened up again. No Bones Cafe in
they
Seattle
haven't. They no, haven't I'm always in Ballard and yeah they still have not.
Well, they're talking a about tragedy. Making their Ballard the Seattle location because they had three locations. Mm-hmm. They closed Portland mm-hmm. since COVID and then they also have Chicago. Are they doing anything with Chicago?
I can't remember what their full story was. Mm. Like if they shut down all three of their facilities and then like permanently yeah. shut down Portland. But I think that Chicago might be open and they just shut down Seattle and Portland and then they really okay. couldn't handle the well, concept of opening.
Up. If you're in Chicago, like also check them out because they're so good. So
no words.
Good. Literally no words. No Bones Beach Cafe. But I'm excited for them to reopen and they have got great fries.
Yeah.
Anyways, my highlight of the week.
Yes.
Is I am actually very proud of myself this week because I made many videos.
Heck yeah, you did.
And I put a lot of effort into one of them. And I, again, like going back to what I was saying earlier, like I spent so much of my life just over planning, and I'm just moving past that. I'm saying, and it's funny because I've had several instances in my life where I've had the same realization. Where right. I'm like, I'm going to stop over planning, but right. for whatever reason. And I think that this is just due to all of the reflecting that I've done in 2020. Like, I would be lying if I said that this time didn't feel a million times different. Like, I feel like I'm,
yeah.
the ball is rolling. Whereas mm-hmm. before I would make promises to myself and then nothing would happen. And yeah. that's totally.
It's like a loose realization where like, yeah. you're still kind of tricking yourself at the end yeah. of the day where you're like, oh, I realized this. And so now things are going to be different, but it's like, things cannot be different unless you like actively make them different.
Totally.
And you totally did. Like, you've like approached and also, the internet with how you're feeling. And
there might have been limiting belief of like, well, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know, whereas this time I just feel
yeah.
like the ball is rolling and I'm not gonna let it stop.
Yeah. That's a highlight for that sure.
It's just like a prison in my mind that I've had for too long.
Yeah.
And then my other highlight, which I don't know why I'm giving two, because I feel like work shouldn't be like my only yeah. highlight, but Brett's sister was visiting and it was nice to see her.
Yeah, that's super nice.
She lives totally. In St. Thomas. Brett is my partner, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Family visiting. I was going to say, like, mine's not anything spectacular. We just, like, you know, saw some apples and stuff. Yeah. It was definitely interesting to, like, have an experience like that during COVID because, like, you know, I mean, I think here in Washington, we're pretty good about it, but, like, there are definitely people, like, you know, walking around, no masks and whatnot. And,
yeah.
It's just weird. But also then like the plethora of people well, that do have masks.
Well, I would say we're good in Seattle because I've left Seattle a few times and
it's been
very
worse.
Different
yeah.
every yeah. time you leave.
Yeah. For sure.
That's a topic for another day.
yeah.
All right. This was good. I feel like yeah, we've talked for a while. Chatting. So yeah, more structure going forward. We just kind of wanted to get the ball rolling, like I said.
Yeah.
And yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Signing off now. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.